What's up? You're listening to Five Tip Friday. Okay, has this week not felt like the longest week maybe ever? I don't know if it's just me, but man, this week has been dragging by. So happy Friday to you and to myself. I'm going to be celebrating with a cup of coffee per usual. But today I've got five steps to bettering your financial life. I've been getting a lot of questions about what should I actually do? Give me the step-by-step. What's the breakdown of what I should be focusing on first and then second and third and so on. So that's where today's inspiration came from, was from you guys. So thank you so much for the question. Step one of any good financial plan is creating a buffer in your checking account. So the reason I start here is because what I find is not everybody's starting from the same place. So if you have $0 in your checking account, maybe you're doing a zero sum budget where you're budgeting every single dollar, giving every dollar a job or a purpose. What I find is that you're a lot more prone to potential overdrafts because we're not perfect with budgeting. We might be really good, but at the end of the day, some expenses still sneak up on you. And when you're first starting off with budgeting, especially, you're most vulnerable to those little extra $100 expenses here and there. So that's the reason why I'm such a big fan of having always $500 in your checking account. Now, if you want to think of this like a mini emergency fund, that's fine too. But first and foremost, get that $500. If that's a bit steep, start with just $100 and start to build your way up to $500. But first and foremost, get that $500 buffer in your checking account. Step number two is all about emergency funds. When we don't have money, we are prone to really bad stuff happening to us all the time. And it's not just one thing, it's usually a series of events, so it sucks. So that's why I'm such a fan of having, at least when you're first getting started, a $1,000 emergency fund. Now, why $1,000? Because that's usually enough to cover most of life's mishaps. $1,000 will really keep some of the emergencies at bay and prevent you from getting completely sidetracked from your financial life and taking on additional debt. So get $1,000 into a savings account, separate than your checking account. My personal favorite savings account is Ally Bank's. I love it. I think it's incredible. And I think right now it's about 2% interest. So it's much higher than a lot of the 0.025 savings accounts that we see. So get that $1,000 ASAP in your emergency savings. Now, step three is paying off debt, aggressively paying off debt. It's important that you get rid of debt as quickly as you possibly can and take back control of your financial life and your freedom, because truly, debt takes away your freedom. So pay it off as quickly as you can. So your cash flow is going to increase. You'll feel like you got a big pay raise, even though you didn't. And frankly, you don't have to worry about all of that extra stuff every single month of like, did I pay this bill? This person needs money next. And it's just stressful. So pay it off as aggressively as you possibly can. I'm a big fan of the debt snowball, where you pay off the smallest balance debt first and then work your way up through all of your debts. Do whatever works best for you. If you choose the avalanche where you pay off the highest interest rate, that's okay too. Just make sure you're paying off debt as quickly as possible. Now, step four is getting that 6-month emergency fund in place. So you already have $1,000, and then I want you to look at your overall financial life. How much do you need to get 6 months of living expenses? Now, living expenses is a bit subjective because I have some people that tell me that their gym membership is an essential and that's part of their normal living expenses. Frankly, I don't really care what you include in your living expenses. It might take you a little bit longer to get that dollar amount, but if that's what feels right for you, then do it. And for me personally, I would absolutely keep my gym membership in my emergency fund savings. So 6 months of living expenses. Once you hit that and you're officially out of debt, or at least out of most of your debt, then it's time to start focusing on maxing out your retirement accounts. Now, I'm not a financial advisor, so take this with a grain of salt. This is just my personal preference. I personally would put as much as I can to get the match in my 401k or 403b. So you get that free money. And then once you have that free money, turn to your Roth IRA. Now, your Roth IRA is going to help you a lot. We've done a lot of episodes on what that means for your financial life, but that's where I'd focus next. And just make sure you're trying to contribute the maximum amount every single year towards your Roth IRA. Now, did you notice I didn't mention budgeting or any of that kind of stuff? Because frankly, if you're hitting all of these steps, yes, you still need to budget. It'll help you get out of debt faster and help you hit your savings goals faster. But that's not the core focus. The core focus is hitting these key metrics. So if you can get these, I think you're going to be all set. That is it for today. I hope you've enjoyed this 5-Tip Friday. And if you did, leave me a review and subscribe. It means the world to me, and it really helps me get the podcast in front of more people and share all of the awesome stuff with everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will see you next week for another episode of the Money Nerds Podcast. Bye.